So those are the programming building blocks that you use in an object-oriented language. They're all classes. When you want to write a program, you put it in a class that has, you know, a computational body. When you want to have data objects, you create a class which has instance variables to represent that data and methods, which are functions to work on them. So now let me say another word about some of the detail about making a class definition. When you give a class definition, here is the syntax down on this third bullet. You give the keyword class. In front of it, you put any number of class modifiers, which may be other keywords. You give a name to the class. This is one you make up. Then, optionally, you can put that your class is going to be a subclass of some other class, and we'll talk more about that later. If so, you say extends, but give the keyword extends, and give the name of the class that is going to be the parent of the class you're defining. And sometimes this is called the superclass, the parent class of the class you're defining. And you may also put that the class you're defining implements an interface. And again, we'll talk more about that later. Now, if you're familiar with C++, you may know that when you define a class, you can make it be a subclass. You can make it have more than one parent. And this is called multiple inheritance, and is not allowed in Java. In Java, you're only allowed to have single inheritance. You're only allowed to have one parent. And this solves a lot of the problems that C++ has with various kinds of class testing and coercion. But sometimes you do want to create a class which inherits behaviors from more than one parent. You may want it to be be a subclass of the class applet. You may also want it to be a subclass of the class thread, for example, if you want it to have threads. So the way that Java handles this is that there is this notion called interface, which specifies essentially the API of some parent classes that you might want your class to also have behavior of. But it doesn't specify sort of what are the, it doesn't give the bodies of any of those functions. It only gives the interface, you know, the declarations of the instance variables and the methods that are going to be used. And I'll show you later how that works out so that you can, in fact, define classes which are going to behave like different parent classes but really only extend one parent class as in the subclass relationship.